Marion, is there ever an autobiographical element to your work?
Definitely not. But people seem desperate to believe it and look for anything that can connect you to them. A woman came up to me recently while I was in Brighton and asked if I'd ever tried to make contact with the child I've given away for adoption. I had to tell her I'd never had a child. And she looked at first astounded and then rather angry with me, as if I'd lied to her. And I realised she'd wanted to exchange stories, that she'd given away a child and thought I was someone who could relate to her.
There seems to be a growing interest in autobiographies of people who've had absolutely terrible lives.
True, and many of them are bestsellers. I think the world's become a rather depressing place for many people, and it's comforting for them to read about the misfortunes of others. Not that that's a good thing, mind you, but it's probably not a trend that's likely to go away. For once, I don't blame the publishers. They're only responding to a demand.